The next LOS asks us to describe types of financial intermediaries and services that they provide. Financial intermediaries stand between buyers and sellers, facilitating the exchange of assets, capital, and risk. Their services allow for greater efficiency and are vital to a well-functioning economy. Financial intermediaries include brokers and exchanges, dealers, securitizers, depository institutions, insurance companies, arbitragers, and clearinghouses. Brokers help their clients buy and sell securities by finding counterparties to trades in a cost-efficient manner. They may work for large brokerage firms, for banks, or at exchanges. Block brokers help with the placement of large trades. Typically, large trades are difficult to place without moving the market. For example, a large sell order might cause a security's price to decrease before the order can be fully executed. Block brokers help conceal their clients' intentions so that the market does not move against them. Investment banks help corporations sell common stock, preferred stock, and debt securities to investors. They also provide advice to firms, notably about mergers, acquisitions, and raising capital. Exchanges provide a venue where traders can meet. Exchanges sometimes act as brokers by providing electronic order matching. Exchanges regulate their members and require firms that list on the exchange to provide timely financial disclosures and to promote shareholder democratization. Exchanges acquire their regulatory power through member agreement or from their governments. Alternative trading systems, which serve the same trading function as exchanges but have no regulatory function, are also known as electronic communication networks or multilateral trading facilities. Alternative trading systems that do not reveal current client orders are known as dark pools. Dealers facilitate trading by buying for or selling from their own inventory. Dealers provide liquidity in the market and profit primarily from the spread between the price at which they will buy the security or other asset, the bid price, and the price at which they will sell, the ask price. Some dealers also act as brokers. Broker-dealers have an inherent conflict of interest. As brokers, they should seek the best prices for their clients, but as dealers, their goal is to profit through prices or spreads. As a result, traders typically place limits on how their orders are filled when they transact with broker-dealers. Dealers that trade with central banks when the banks buy or sell government securities in order to affect the money supply are referred to as primary dealers. Securitizers pool large amounts of securities or other assets and then sell interests in the pool to other investors. The returns from the pool, net of the securitizer's fees, are passed through to the investors. By securitizing the assets, the securitizer creates a diversified pool of assets with more predictable cash flows than the individual assets in the pool. This creates liquidity in the assets because the ownership interests are more easily valued and traded. There are also economies of scale in the management costs of large pools of assets and potential benefits from the manager's selection of assets. Assets that are often securitized include mortgages, car loans, credit card receivables, bank loans, and equipment leases. The primary benefit of securitization is to decrease the funding costs for the assets in the pool. A firm may set up a special purpose vehicle or special purpose entity to buy firm assets, which removes them from the firm's balance sheet and may increase their value by removing the risk that financial trouble at the firm will give other investors a claim to the assets' cash flows. The cash flows from securitized assets can be segregated by risk. The different risk categories are called tranches. The senior tranches provide the most certain cash flows, while the junior tranches have greater risk. Examples of depository institutions include banks, credit unions, and savings and loans. They pay interest on consumer deposits and provide transaction services such as checking accounts. These financial intermediaries then make loans with the funds, which offer diversification benefits. The intermediaries have expertise in evaluating credit quality and managing the risk of a portfolio of loans of various types. Other intermediaries, such as payday lenders and factoring companies, lend money to firms and individuals on the basis of their wages, accounts receivable, or other future cash flows. These intermediaries often finance the loans by issuing commercial paper or other debt securities. Securities brokers provide loans to investors who purchase securities on margin. When this margin lending is to hedge funds and other institutions, the brokers are referred to as prime brokers. The stockholders of banks, brokers, and other intermediaries absorb any loan losses before depositors and other lenders. The more equity capital an intermediary has, the less risk for depositors. Poorly capitalized intermediaries, those with less equity, have less incentive to reduce the risk of their loan portfolios because they have less capital at risk. Insurance companies are intermediaries in that they collect insurance premiums in return for providing risk reduction to the insured. The insurance firm can do this efficiently because they provide protection to a diversified pool of policyholders, whose risks of loss are typically uncorrelated. This provides more predictable losses and cash flows compared to a single insurance contract, in the same way that a bank's diversified portfolio of loans diversifies the risk of loan defaults. Insurance firms also provide a benefit to investors by managing the risks inherent in insurance: moral hazard, adverse selection, and fraud. Moral hazard occurs because the insured may take more risks once they are protected against losses. Adverse selection occurs when those most likely to experience losses are the predominant buyers of insurance. In fraud, the insured purposely cause damage or claim fictitious losses so they can collect on their insurance policies. Arbitrage, in its pure or riskless form, refers to buying an asset in one market and reselling it at another at a higher price. By doing so, arbitragers act as intermediaries, providing liquidity to participants in the markets where the asset is purchased and transferring the assets to the market where it is sold. In markets with good information, pure arbitrage is rare because traders will favor the markets with the best prices. More commonly, arbitragers try to exploit pricing differences for similar instruments. For example, a dealer who sells a call option will often also buy the stock because the call and stock price are highly correlated. Likewise, arbitragers will attempt to exploit discrepancies in the pricing of the call and stock. Many arbitragers use complex models for valuation of related securities and for risk control. Creating similar positions using different assets is referred to as replication. This is also a form of intermediation because similar risks are traded in different forms and in different markets. Clearinghouses act as intermediaries between buyers and sellers in financial markets and provide escrow services, transferring cash and assets to the respective parties, guarantees of contract completion, assurance that margin traders have adequate capital, and limits on the aggregate net order quantity of members. Through these activities, clearinghouses limit counterparty risk, the risk that the other party to a transaction will not fulfill its obligation. In some markets, the clearinghouse insures only the trades of its member brokers and dealers, who in turn insure the trades of their retail customers. Custodians also improve market integrity by holding client securities and preventing their loss due to fraud or other events that affect the broker or investment manager.